And so you would need to either turn in your registration at the Washington County Election Board at the courthouse, or you could have it postmarked October 14th. You cannot register to vote online. You can go online and you can print out an application, but then you have to make sure it gets there in time, or you won't be able to vote in the November 8th election.
And of course, as a lot of people who are sitting at home, they know how important it is to vote. But for people who maybe aren't thinking about voting or thinking, you know, it doesn't really matter. We're in Oklahoma. It's for the most part a pretty red state. So we're thinking it's not going to matter. My vote doesn't count.
Ben, I want to jump in here with one thing. This was what I was going to, you know, this is Pat with the League of Women Voters. Well, one of the things the citizens that we tried to point out when we were running our special events, reminding people about the importance of voting. And the young people said, oh, well, I don't like anybody in the nationals. I'm not going to vote. I go, you don't understand. If you don't vote for the state, that's your people up front and personal that are making laws that affect you. And we have some important state questions on the ballot this year. You've got to pay for it. And the other thing people don't think about, which we learned from a speaker in Tulsa, the state legislators know the demographics. Who voted in the last election? Who swayed the election? I don't want to say this, that I'm over 65, but it was people that voted over 65. So the programs they write, the way they design their legislation, is reflected from those demographics. If young people don't vote, they think they're not out there, they don't care, and the laws are reflected by those demographics. So you've got to get out and vote, and it's really, really important this year.
So absolutely important, and things that definitely need to be getting done. So voting. So the League of Women Voters, and maybe going a little bit off script here a little bit, but what are you doing to, I guess, try to get those people to vote, to try to inform them and try to not necessarily encourage them, but, you know, you need to. So
yeah, we're encouraging.
We're letting people know that we're here to help. For 96 years, the League of Women Voters has been working to help democracy work. And so I think people, it's time to step up, you know. And we don't just register voters. We have a lot of really good information about the process of voting and where they can find more information online. And we have a citizen's guide that can be really helpful. So we're, obviously it's not just voting, but it's getting a little bit informed before November 8th, so you kind of know what you want to do when you go in the voting booth.
Exactly right. And Connie's missing one of the things that was the next thing coming up, which she arranged all these things. We have two forums definitely on the tablet, and maybe one other. October 11th and October 13th at the City Hall Council Chambers, we're going to be having a forum for the City Council is the first one. Jim Curd and Tom Gorman are running against each other, and Alan Jensis will also be there, since his opponent will still be on the ballot, even though he's not going to be able to be participate as a council member. And then October 13th, a very important one, Julie Daniels and Robert Job are going to be there. And one of the things that citizens can listen on the radio to this forum, if they can't make it there in person, though we love to have them there and bring their questions. It'll also be on cable, and it's a chance for you to see these people and hear the questions, but bring questions and come, and you know, and we read the questions to the people. So it's really great. We may have a forum actually next week, because Mr. Epperson was able to reply, and Travis Dunlap, who are running for our district representative. So these are elections that are upfront and personal, and it'll get a chance for you to come and see the people and ask some questions. Other things that are coming up, Connie mentioned our citizens' guides. We will also, fortunately, the League of Women Voters of Oklahoma, which of course we're connected with, they received a grant to print up a statewide candidate information booklet, and it's going to be available at the library in a couple of weeks. The League locally has gotten some information too from them and from ourselves about candidates locally, about all the state questions, pro and con, and that's going to be in the newspaper the first week or the second week in November, just before the election. So that's a chance to really check the pro and con of any of the state questions, which are vitally important this year. I'm going to put a plug that the billboard, we have a billboard coming up locally on one of the state questions that we received a grant for, and we just want people to be informed from citizens, because one of the things Connie is with me on this too, that we are not political. We don't chick a party. We don't tell you who to vote for. We try to be nonpartisan. And every once in a while, some issue will come forth that the league feels like we got to take a stand. So the state league did take a position on 777. And so it will be pro and con in our sheet, pro and con in the state stuff. But we have taken a stand, and there will be a billboard coming up October the 1st. So look for that. Otherwise, Connie, any other? We do always need helpers with the league. We always look for new members to help with the voter registration. You can contact Connie Lavoie. And do you want to give your number, Connie? Are you free for that?
No.
Well, you can contact me, Pat Netzer, because I'm a league board member, and that's 918-337-2118 if you think you'd like to participate in helping us in some way.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to come back right here in Connection.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're back here with more Community Connection. We were talking a little bit during the break here, talking about opportunities and stuff for people. What kind of opportunities are coming up around here?
Right. Well, we're going to have 8 different events where we're registering voters in our community. And the first one is tomorrow, which just happens to be National Voter Registration Day. We're going to be at the library from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the lobby and all day. And then Wednesday again. Then I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing on Thursday, because we always go to the high school twice a year and try to help students get registered. But this time we're going to be there in the morning for the students on campus, but we're also going to be at the Bartlesville High School College Fair that evening, which is, we've never been able to do that before. Pretty excited about it. We'll also be at Tri-County Technology Center. We are going to be at Green Country Village. We got a request from them to help some of their residents, you know, if they've moved and need to update their registration and it's harder for them to get out. And then Rogers State University. And there may be a couple more too. So we just want to be there. We want to make it easier for people to do what they need to do to get ready to vote. I think I would always encourage people to make sure the name on your voter registration matches your driver's license name. That's really helpful. You can bring your voter ID card, or if you don't have that, which many people have lost track of, your photo ID, your driver's license. And remind your friends to vote. Offer to give somebody a ride to the polls. For new voters, young people who will be 18 by November 8th can go ahead and register now. And I think that's important to know. And early voting is Thursday and Friday before the November 8th election. It's again at the Washington County Election Board from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's pretty easy. And you can do that if that works better for you than voting on that Tuesday. Absentee ballot, there's a deadline for mailing that. For a mail ballot, the deadline is November 2nd. I mean, that is something that has to be done on time as well. So.
Well, we talk about those ways to register. So if you're a new voter, you're totally new and blind to this process and how you get involved. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can come to these registration events, right? And you guys will help them out there. But is there also ways that they can answer questions? Can they do it online? There's so many questions about it. Explain a little bit about just process of going through new voter registration.
Those are good questions. And you cannot register to vote online, but you can go online and print out the mm-hmm. voter registration form, fill it out, mail it in, or take it to the courthouse. And the website is www.elections.ok.gov. And the Washington County Election Board, the people there are so great to help. Anytime you have a question, you can call them at 918-337-2850. You know, maybe you don't remember where your polling place is, or you don't remember if you've changed something, or you just, any question you have, they will be happy to help you with. We also have some handout information that we'll be giving out all these places, and as Pat said, information in the newspaper.
And we'd mentioned on the break, too, you may be registered to vote, maybe for a long time, but maybe you've moved, and your polling place has moved, and it won't, it'll no longer match. So be sure that you update your form if you've had a name change or you've moved. Really important. You don't want to get there and find out you can't vote. That would be really horrible. And for information that's been asked, vote411.org is a league-sponsored site, and as the weeks fall in, they will have more information on there about the election.
And so there's a lot of questions, I guess, people can ask about that. I think one of the main things, I think a lot of people who are new to voting and they haven't done it before, I think one of the things that worries is it's going to be a complicated process. I'm going to sit there for hours and hours and fill out all sorts of stuff about personal. Talk about that a little bit. How it's not complicated by any means.
Talking about registering?
Right.
Oh, yes. It usually takes less than 5 minutes mm-hmm. to register. And we just kind of help you through the process if you have questions. And then at the end of each event, all of those registrations, I will collect those and take them personally to the courthouse so that they don't have to make a trip, and they'll be start the process. And then people should get their voter registration IDs within 30 days of the time that they register.
So real quick, real easy, pretty painless process there, something that everybody can do. Obviously, if you qualify, you're of age, and all those sorts of things. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back right here, Community Connection.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13 tells us this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. If Jesus Christ lives inside of us, we can be strong and confident that God's armor is protecting us so that we can be a difference for Jesus Christ today. Hello, my name is Wendell Abbott, and I am the pastor of First Church of God in Nowata, Oklahoma, located on the corner of Pine and Seneca Streets in Nowata. I would like to invite you and your family to join us for our morning worship service beginning at 10:45 a.m. every Sunday morning. Come and be a part of a congregational family that loves God and loves people.
And so we're back here with Community Connection, and we're talking through the break. We're talking all about, we're here with the League of Women Voters with Pat Netzer and Connie Lavoie. I'm talking about registration and the events that are coming up and how we need to register, how people, we're specifically talking about young people. And I guess I would say that I'm relatively a young person. I'm 22, just graduated college. So while I feel extremely old, now that I look at my friends who are still in school, I guess I still relatively in a spectrum are young. We're talking.
Oh, leading question, Ben. Are you registered to vote?
I am not in Oklahoma. Ooh, so there is a good question. So I'm not registered in Oklahoma.
Form,
I moved from Texas. So I moved from Texas originally there, and I did not register while I was in college. So what do I need to do to register to vote for Oklahoma?
Well, Connie can whip out a form.
As a matter of fact, I keep forms in the trunk of my car, and I will bring one right up for you, and we'll take care of that.
Right, really, and quick. You'll find it's painless, and then you can report painless voter registration. But if you don't want to come here and vote with Connie's, from Connie's trunk, register. We do have tomorrow and Wednesday at the library all day, and the registration forms will be there and help to fill out. And the only complication is you have to write legibly. This is a hard thing, but you have to write legibly, because if they can't read it, they can't register you. Also, they'll be at the high school on the 29th, October 3rd at the Tech Center. And the last day to register, and please don't wait till the last day, is October the 14th. And it's really painless, doesn't take very long. We don't ask for ID, but they will, you fill everything out legibly and they'll cross-check. So it'll all be taken care of. Then you can go to your polling place, which will be on your card, tells you where to go vote and the hours of voting. The forms will be there. Another important thing that we have on our literature, especially, is going to be the candidate information sheets, which will have the state questions. Entire state questions, all the words, will not be on the ballot. They kind of summarize before length, because people don't want to read that much. It's real important to read the whole thing and understand, because sometimes things are left out that are modifying the events. And you need to read the whole thing. So, you know, catch a hold of those when they come out in their paper, or pick one up at the library in a couple of weeks. Super, super important to have all there is to know. And, you know, and talk about it with your friends and kind of get information. Also, if you want to know what's going on with the people, the forms that are coming up, possibly next week, if we can get Epperson and Dunlap at the City Council chambers. Otherwise, definitely on the books is going to be City Council on October 11th. And the Senate race on October the 13th, where you get to see them, talk to them, ask some questions. Well, not talk to them after and before, but you can send the questions up to the thing to be read to them. So it moves along really fast. We will be at the farmers market, the League, to hand out information about the state question. And voter registration will be available, too, the second Saturday. So in October, that'll be our last time. But, you know, look for the candidate information sheet in the paper. It does come out toward the last, because we think people kind of, I don't want to say this, they wait till the last minute sometime. Oh, I got to vote. Well, what am I voting on? You may have figured out finally who you want to vote for nationally, but locally you got to know who they are, which district you're in, where you're going to vote.
So let's talk about that a little bit. I think a lot of times, sometimes people just don't know necessarily what they're voting for, what the questions are. You know, you say, so does the League, and you talked about it just now, but you put a lot of effort going into to not necessarily saying who you should vote for, but this is what you're voting for. You say, you go one way.
No, but that's not our job. It's a totally non-political organization. Non-partisan is how we call it. The little old ladies who say, you've got to know the facts. So, I mean, but that's what we're about. We want you to know who you're voting for by name, if they have a position on things, and if you send, you know, bring your questions and listen to what other people ask. There tend to be the same interest. You kind of find out where people are coming from. And the state questions, like I said at the very first one, I kind of jumped in. It's so, so important that you vote for state and local. Those are the things that impact you immediately. Mm-hmm. City Council, your state rep, your state senators, they're right now making laws that are going to affect you, your neighbors, your children, your families.
And so you're from, I mean, the League of Women Voters, but you're from Bartlesville, so
right,
you're really
yes.
advocating these Bartlesville questions. And so is there sort of I guess an order, a priority of Bartlesville, then state, then to going from smaller to outwards of that? You're really trying to get people to vote for?
Right, because we don't really put out much information, obviously, about national. We're mm-hmm. pretty much about, I mean, as a national organization, we exist, and we do have a national presence. But we start out with local, so that you'll know about city council elections. And in years where there have been city votes about taxes and things, we try to get information out. But especially when there's a council race, a race where there's more than one person running, and then the state senate and legislators are very important to know who's running. I mean, they're voting for the bills that you're going to have to live by.
All right. Well, I appreciate you two ladies coming in again, Pat Netzer and Connie Lavoie from the League of Women Voters, right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Country Music Hall of Famer and native Oklahoman Jean Shepherd has died. She was 82. Shepherd was